This is HPR episode 2559 entitled, My Favorite Browser Extension. It is hosted by Mr. X and is about 19 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, in this episode I cover my favorite browser add-on.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello and welcome, Hacker Public Radio audience. My name is Mr. X, and welcome to this podcast. I'd like to start by thanking the people at HPR for making this service available to us all. They've really gone to a great deal of effort to streamline the service and make it very easy to use. HPR is a community-led podcast provided by the community for the community. That means you can contribute too. If you've got anything, any interesting hobby or any interesting topic you want to cover with us all, I'm sure we'd be delighted to hear it. So you just need to pick up a microphone, hit record, and off you go. Simple as that. I was this episode came about because I was preparing some more another show, in fact, and I was trying to work out how to submit pictures with my show, and still not 100% sure how you do it, but I've got an idea. I found the information in the more information, I think it is, section of the giving shows. Down at the bottom of that page, there was a section called something like List of Requested Shows, and one of the shows, I just glanced through the list, I wasn't really looking at every single entry, was your favourite browser extension. So this is my extensions. So this is my show about my favourite browser extension, because I've only got one. So it's just something that I came across recently. So here we go. So on Android, I'm a bit lazy, and I just seem to have fallen into using the Chrome browser. And as this add-on isn't... And the add-on I'm going to talk about isn't actually available for Android, which is a pity, so it's just the way it is, I guess. However, on Linux, I use Firefox. In the past, I've dabbled with various browser add-ons, but until very recently, I've been using no browser add-ons on the desktop at all. One of the browser add-ons I used in the past is called Tab Groups. Eventually ended up being a main feature of the Mozilla. I'm not sure which came first, whether it was originally a core feature of the Mozilla Firefox browser, but it was removed, and I think the code was used to create the add-on called Tab Groups. As far as I'm concerned, at the time it was a killer feature. It allowed you to group a whole pile of tabs together and then give it a name. And it was very useful, because I tended to be researching things or whatever and have lots of tabs open, and it would get quite messy. And it was just a handy way of grouping things together. But the feature was removed. Originally the feature was removed from Firefox And eventually, was the add-on, which kept the thing working, broke when Firefox 57 changed something. So that was the end of tab groups, and that was it. I just accepted this, and it was probably about the time that I didn't have as much time on my hands to go looking, and I didn't use the internet so much, and I didn't tend to have so many tabs open, so it wasn't really a problem. But a colleague at work, I know he also very much liked tab groups, and it sort of bugged him, and he said, "Here, have you heard about this? Have you seen this add-on? And it's called OneTab." Now, there's probably, I think there are a number of ways to do this, different ways to skin a cat, as people say. And this is the one that he chose, and I think I quite like it, actually. He wasn't so sure to start with, but he suggested I give it a try. So it's called OneTab, and you can find out about it at www.one-tab.com. Obviously, it's available from the Mozilla add-ons page as well. It's available for both the Chrome browser and Firefox, and there's no sign-up or registration required. If I just look here, I'll read some of the stuff from their from their web page. So this is actually from the one tab web page. "Too many tabs? Convert your tabs to a list and speed up Firefox." So how it works: whenever you find yourself with too many tabs, click the one tab icon to convert all your tabs into a list. When you need to access the tabs again, you can either restore them individually or all at once. Privacy. We take your privacy seriously. Your tab URLs are never transmitted or disclosed to either the one tab developers or any other party. And the icons for the tab URL domains are generated by Google. The only exception to this is if you intentionally click on our Share as Webpage feature that allows you to upload your list of tabs into a web page in order to share them with others. Tabs are never shared unless you specifically use the Share as a Webpage button. How do you make money? One tab is free of charge and is not designed to make money. It was created because we badly needed it for our own use, and we wanted to share it with the world. So there's obviously more things here about it, which I maybe won't go into. But that's the lowdown of it, basically. So when you install it, how it actually works, the philosophy behind it is a wee bit different from tab groups, and it took me a wee bit to get my head around it. The thing about tab groups was that you invariably end up spending quite a bit of time laying out groups of tabs, lining them all up, giving them names, then moving them about the place. I think the reason for this, and it's just from memory, is that tab groups, you had to keep all your groups and your tabs all in one screen. So of course, the number of groups extended and expanded, and the tabs in the groups extended and expanded, you were forever making the groups smaller and smaller, and they all scaled, and it got to the stage where it was just a big mess, and you're continually trying to tidy the thing up, tab groups actually worked well enough, but OneTab is a bit different from that. Its philosophy is a wee bit different, and it wasn't immediately obvious how you use the thing. I thought anyway. Maybe I was just being a wee bit thick, I don't know. It wasn't totally intuitive. So when you install one tab, you're presented with a small blue icon button next to the options button. At least that's what happens in Firefox. And it's a bit like a funnel, I would say. Actually, it's like a mini blue funnel. And I think also a tab appears in your Firefox window titled One Tab. And that's really all you see that to tell you that you've got One Tab installed. And the first thing that kind of struck me or wondered about or worried about was, what would happen if I closed the One Tab? Well, it doesn't really matter because you can get it back again just by right-clicking on the One Tab button I was telling you about, selecting the One Tab option, and then another sub-menu appears and it says Display One Tab, and that brings the tab back again. So if you close the tab, it doesn't matter. I tend to leave the One Tab open all the time. It's not doesn't get in the way or anything like that. So the basic if you're using it basically in a basic way, then let's say I give an example. If you were planning a holiday and you might get 20 tabs or something open, you might be scouring for hotel accommodation and flights and hiring cars and excursions you're going to do and whatnot. So you end up with 20 or 30 tabs open and you think, it's a bit messy. And then, of course, you could normally keep these tabs open, and then next day you're going to do something else and you've got all these 20 tabs open, but you can't close them because you want to get back to them at a later date to finish your booking your holiday. So it gets really messy. So basically you've got these 20 tabs, and what you do is if you just push the One Tab button, then all these 20 tabs could disappear and appear as individual itemized items. Of course it would be itemized if they're items that are itemized. In the One Tab, you got a page in the One Tab, and each tab is represented by a small icon and then the title of the tab sort of thing. And then it'll say it'll tell you the top of that group of tabs. It'll tell you how many tabs is in that group. So it would say 20 tabs. And you've got a created date, and you can there's links that say restore all, delete all, share as a web page, and there's more features as well. There's a more link as well. So that's the basic philosophy. So then the next day you come to start your holidays, and you restore all those important tabs, do your work, and then at the end of it you push the One Tab button and it drops them back into the One Tab again, gets them out of the way again. And as you create more groups of things you're doing, that group gradually drops down the list. And so just using it in a basic way like that, you don't tend to need to do much moving about and to resize anything or this nonsense. It just keeps the most useful things at the top, and things you don't look at for a while are lower down. So it's quite neat from that respect. You can also you can either click on the left hand side, there's a kind of title where it says the number of tabs. You click next to that, a cursor appears, and you can name that group. You can also do it by clicking on the more link, and it says name this tab group. So you can name your groups. So it makes it handy to see at a glance what the group's about. So I've got an HPR tab, funnily enough, an HPR group, I should say, and it's got 9 tabs in it. And that's all very good and well. What happens, it would be handy if there's one, say you've got one group that you want to keep at the top all the time, because you're constantly referring to them. It would be good if you could sort of lock them at the top. Now, I thought that locking it would do that, but I'm not necessarily convinced it does. So if you click the more link, there's an option that says lock this tab group, and then if you click it, if you do that, then a padlock appears, and if you click it again, it says unlock this tab group. But it didn't seem to. Last time I tried this, I don't think that actually worked. Strangely, what seemed to work is let me just do this. Oh, yes. Star this tab group. Seems if you star this tab group, it moves to the top. I'm sure there's documentation on this. So it's either star or lock. One of these options allows you to keep it at the top, basically. You can experiment with it and find it yourself. And you can drag tabs from one group to the other. And though I don't know if you can grab your tabs in Firefox itself and drop it into a group. You maybe can do that. I haven't really experimented. Maybe you can. But one thing I thought was, well, you know, I don't necessarily want to restore all these tabs I've got in a particular group. And obviously you can click on one item and it puts it up into the turns it into a tab on your browser. And that's all very good and well, but then that means when you're finished, you've got to, you push the one tab button, it drops it into a brand new group, and you've got to remove it from the brand new group into the group it was originally in. So that's a bit of a faff. But of course, you don't actually need to do that. What you can do is you can, it's kind of intuitive when you think about it, but it occurred to me immediately, you right click on it and you say, open link in new tab. It's a standard Firefox option, that. And when you do that, it creates a brand new tab, but it doesn't remove it from the group. So that's quite handy for opening the odd ad hoc tab and keeping your group intact. There's lots of other things you can do. I mean, if you've got a whole pile of tabs open, you can there's things like send all tabs to one tab. That's just like clicking the button, basically. And you get these from by right-clicking on the one tab button on the toolbar. So send all tabs to one tab. You've got send only this tab to one tab, so that just picks one out. Send all tabs except this tab to one tab. That sends all the tabs except, well, it's obvious, isn't it? Send tabs on the left to one tab. Send tabs on the right to one tab. Send all tabs from all windows to one tab. Exclude this website from one tab. Yeah, so there's a whole host of options just to fine tune it, you know. But I don't know. I just find it really. It gets out of the way. I don't even really need to think about it very much. It doesn't seem to move about. You don't need to constantly have to rejig it. And it just sits here, just doing its thing, gets out of the way, and allows you to cope with large numbers of tabs. It does exactly what it says in the tin, as an advert in the UK used to say. Yeah, it's really excellent. I would highly recommend it. If you've got a lot of tabs, if you deal with a lot of tabs and find it a bit of a nuisance dealing with them, then I do highly recommend one tab. I'm sure there's other options out there, but certainly I recommend this one. Why don't you maybe give it a go if you've got some sort of problem? Well, I think that's about it for this episode. I've yacked on far too much. If you want to contact me, you can contact me at mrx@hpr@googlemail.com. That's mrxathhpr@googlemail.com. So till next time, thank you and goodbye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.